today's hits and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
Your online radio. The new online radio that makes you happy.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic Here. However you're doing, do let us know how you're doing. Yes, if it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. We're coming back with another interesting show. Yeah, got my host here, co-host here with me. It's another week. Yeah, it's just the two of us. You wanna introduce yourself?
We can make it if we try.
Yeah, just man. The two of
yeah,
us.
Yeah. You know, it's your boy Spikos, always delicious.
Yeah, it's delicious. Spikos delicious right there. Yeah.
What's happening?
So today we're going to be taking a look at fame and glory. And the question, you know, concerning fame and glory is it worth it, you know, in life to work towards fame and glory? And then what? So, yeah, is that worth it? Gonna be taking a look at that, but before we even dive into that whole topic and, you know, speak about what we're gonna speak about, I wanna hear what Spikos Delicious has to say. You know, we also wanna take a look at your top five richest people, you know, wealthiest people in the world at this current time according to Forbes. But yeah, before we even dive into all of that, here's a track by Andy Mino titled Uptown.
Kingdom DJs. Look, we in love with the invention. We don't love the inventor. On a quiet block, they puff the loud. It be smelling like it's Denver. And they hit you with the fake smile. I ain't talking dentures. Starbucks on the corner pushing bucks for that renter. Dipping in all black like I'm Venom. Keep it G, I'm not a star, but I'm raw like this denim. Them dope boys push the big body Jerome Bettis. I got Santa to your hexes from my exes, but I'm protected. You heard that man got shot for his necklace. That's a 187 up on 187. You know that uptown lifestyle reckless when they eating mango and fried cheese for your breakfast. Baby, how you gon' complete your life checklist? Spending every night watching Netflix. Time is so precious, gotta invest it where you spend it. If we prisoners to comfort, we judge our own sentence. I be uptown. Yeah. Look, alright, I wake up in that morning, get in that cafe con leche. Don't y'all hold that azúcar, my stomach been showing lately. Push the crossover crazy, don't get caught out of sleeping. That's why they call me Allen Irishman when I ball at Cabrini. I'm throwing swishes, just right here, that new school vintage. I've been spending money, trying not to spend up all these minutes. And I ain't been present, man, look at what my gift is. Some push the white, cause they ain't had the privilege. Let's get it, ain't no other city like the one I'm in. Got that Bustelo in my cup again. Jim Carrey with this hair, I'm going dumb again. Me, myself, and I, the only thing I'm up against. New York, staying lit, rent high, paying it. La Marina, bottle water, date night favorite. My bodega on the corner, I ain't even saying it. They already know my order, they just started making it. Whoa.
Way. I've been all around the world, baby, but I'm here to stay.
Yep, if you didn't enjoy that, I don't know what's wrong with you, because that was a track by Andy Mino, yeah, titled Uptown. And yeah, we're gonna dive into the whole, yeah, you know, wealth situation, fame and wealth.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I wanna hear from you, like, is it worth it, you know, come on the earth, so you're born, then, you know, you spend your whole life working for fame, glory, wealth, and all those stuff, and then you die. What's your take on that?
Hey man, you know what I think it is, man. I think it's that, you know, people come, let's say it's you and your mother, your family and all that, man.
Yeah.
And then maybe there's like three kids in the house from your parents.
Yeah.
So then all three of you guys are competing for the attention of your parents, right? And then eventually what happens is maybe you never get that attention at home. Mm. And then suddenly at school, maybe you're like the smart guy. So you're drawn to that attention. And now you feel like, you know, the whole school knows that, hey, this guy's a genius.
Yeah.
And now you want to hold on to that feeling.
Mm.
I feel like that's what people that get famous, they always want to hold on to that things like being accepted, you want to feel a void and stuff like that.
Okay, so they work towards that cause of rejection.
Exactly. It's like what Jay-Z once says, fame is like the worst drug known to man, stronger than heroin, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Because then people just get crazy, and people are always chasing. We're talking about this guy, just like before we got on air, we're talking about this guy, Nota.
Mm-hmm.
Or Nota, some would call him.
Yeah, yeah.
But also guys like addicted to fame, Joe.
Yeah.
You know, so. Yeah, I think it's just like people want to be known, man.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ah, interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting perspective right there. So, obviously with myself looking at your whole fame and all the stuff.
Mm.
You do get situations where some people it's cause of rejection. Others, you know, it's because of a passion that they have, and then that comes with it and all those things. So you do get different backgrounds and all those stuff. We're just gonna take a look at, you know, your top five richest or wealthiest people at this current time, you know, according to Forbes, obviously Forbes does a daily update.
Mm.
Yeah, they're always looking at these guys. Hey, if their life crashes, hey.
Yeah. And like before we even headed to that, like, because if you also think about it, man, like the whole fame thing, it's like people go after it because, man, it's like when someone asks you, what do you want to be remembered for?
Mm.
So people always want to be famous so that they can be remembered.
Yeah,
you know? Like you want to leave a mark on the earth. Like nobody cares really.
Yeah,
like we don't know who made this building that we're in right now. And probably that person was like, "Yo, I'm gonna help a lot of people. Yeah. Hopefully they'll remember me." And nobody cares.
Yeah.
So that's it, man.
Yeah. No, I kind of agree with that because from my side, I actually think it's pointless. Like, you know, going after fame, going after glory. I mean, being known as the wealthiest person, you know, let's say in 2022, I feel like it's not worth it. It's actually, for me, it's like it's worthless because down the line, in fact, if we had to go back to time, you know, the president who, let's say, okay, the president of South Africa in the year
1718.
never mind even 17. We'll go to the 1900s, so 1940. Who's the president of that time? I don't know.
Mm.
I'm like, hey, whoever that person, during that time, he was like, yeah, it's a big deal. You know, it's going to leave him legacy, leave a mark and all those stuff. People are going to remember him. But here we are. Me, I don't know who's that person. Probably you, unless you know.
Nah, I don't know. I mean, we could also blame ignorance on that part. Kind of soil is
hey. So, you get situations like that. But from my side, I think, you know, running after fame, glory, and all those stuff, I think it's useless.
Mm.
And I don't think that's what we were created for. But let's dive into this, you know, the Forbes. According to Forbes, your top, so number one, your wealthiest person at this current time as we are speaking is Elon Musk.
Mm.
And he's worth $257.3 billion. That's how much he's worth. And obviously that comes out of your...
Who keeps that guy's money? Like, where does he keep his money?
What
bank is it banking?
I thought about stuff like that. I actually did think about stuff like that. Mm. And it's interesting because I didn't look into that side.
Now I'm thinking about where does Ramaphosa... Okay, we all know Ramaphosa keeps his money under his bed. So. Never mind.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Mm. But even with that situation, I also have questions, you know, concerning that whole situation because they didn't find rents, they found dollars. So, even with stuff like that, it's interesting. But his whole wealth, according to Forbes, it's accumulated from SpaceX and Tesla. So if there's other undercover stuff that is happening, we don't know. So
also the Boring Company, right?
Yeah.
He has that.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, obviously, yeah, that's with Elon. And then the second person is Bernard Arnault and his family. He's worth $162.2 billion. That's the second richest person.
Isn't it crazy? No one ever knows the second richest person or the third richest person. It's like
with the third.
It's like testament to being second is like the best loser. You know, like no one cares about second place.
Yeah.
Like if you get a silver medal, bro, no one really cares about you.
Yeah, they're looking at the gold.
Yeah, how many times? Let's say, like, if you take it to soccer. Like, we all know there's a time Messi won Barcelona beat Man United when Ronaldo was there. This was 2009. But it's really not, like, it's newsworthy. Not like, we just know Barcelona won.
Yeah, no, you do have a point, though. Yeah, you do have a point. I know even with myself. But second place does count, you know. It does give you that sense of...
what? My man, you lost. That feeling... Could have lost the first game, but you lost the very last important game.
Now, you know which one is worse? Second from the back. What? So you're not even top three, Baba. You like...
Yeah, but at least you knew your story before. Like, you didn't have to waste time getting to the finals. I mean, I got to lose from the jump. But yeah, anyway.
Yeah. And then the third person is Jeff Bezos. So, yeah. You know, the Amazon people who know. That's the third person, and he's worth... $155.3 billion.
But so, wait, before the second guy, what does he do?
So with the second guy, he basically owns a company called LVMH. They in France, so that's where most of the stuff comes from. Like even Louis with myself, Vuitton, I didn't know. Yeah, so Vuitton. Yeah. Even with myself, I didn't know the guy when I read the cards. Like, what? I've never heard this guy. And, you know, so yeah, that's basically the second. Then the third is Jeff Bezos. Yeah, most of the people, you know, obviously, Jeff Bezos, and yeah, your whole Amazon. And then fourth is an Indian guy.
Why you got a specific?
Yeah, man. Me, I was shocked, man. I'm thinking, what? Hey, this guy.
Like, so, Indians can't be rich.
No. I didn't say Indians can't.
I mean, SA, yeah, you know, she thought it's Guptas, bro. They're running the show.
The Guptas, yeah. So, hey, his name almost went, you know, to the Guptas. So, his name is Gautam Adani. So,
you have to say Gautam.
Man, you know their pronunciations and all the stuff, man. Hey, so yeah,
Adani,
Mr. Adani. Okay, let me just put it there, Mr. Adani. So he's worth $140 billion, and he makes his money from infrastructures. So that happens in India, and your commodities like gold, silver, you know, all those different things.
Yeah.
So that's basically, So. With him, it's from a situation of investments. So he's investing. So, building infrastructures and then investing in your gold, silver, you know, all those commodities and stuff. So that's where he makes his money from. And then fifth on the list is Bill Gates. Yeah. It's number five right there on the list. And with him, obviously, it's Microsoft, as we know him. So that's where his cash comes from. And it's right there in USA. So yeah, like I actually looked at this list, and you know, looking at these guys, one of the things that I thought about was, yeah, now under Forbes, you considered as, for example, one of the richest people, like Elon Musk. Now 10 years down the line, will that really matter? Because now you have a situation where, like, for example, his son doesn't want to be identified as a male.
Now, what does that have to do with him being rich?
Looking at obviously the whole situation and everything, you know, thinking about the whole situation, what does it help if now you have all the wealth and all the stuff, but your family is falling apart?
So the kid wants to be like a woman, eh?
Yeah, does not be associated with his name and all those things.
But then that's what's gonna happen, like. if he's gonna be a woman, someone's gonna marry him, and he's gonna be Mrs. Somebody no longer. Musk, you know.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's a given. So it didn't really have to announce it like that. Like, we're smart enough to put things together.
But it's that thing, you know, it's that thing of you come on the earth, you work hard for these things, and probably in your mind you're even thinking, I'm doing this for the family, you know. Because you do get situations like that. But now your family falls apart. Now what was the whole point?
I usually tell people this. It's not popular opinion, but I tell people, like, man, you need to be selfish. You know, like, family, family is the most unnecessary thing you could ever have. It's like baggage, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, that's what I think. I'm like, if ever you were to grow up, let's say maybe once you like hit 15 or puberty stage, whatever that, you know, the case may be, I advise that people should just move out. Like, your parents must let you be your own person, and you should fend for your own self. You understand?
Yeah.
Because now your mother has you, she raises you, whatnot. She has to do that because she had you. Never asked her to bring you onto earth.
Yeah.
Now you've learned all the necessary skills that you need to learn. You don't owe her nothing. Thank you for what you did. Thank you for not killing me. I mean, it's also a choice.
Yeah.
But then, now that I'm here at the point, yeah, we can let go. Let's all like go our separate ways. You understand? That's my thinking. It's like baggage, probably. We shouldn't be, like, what you call, bound to one another forever. I think we're just here assisting each other. It's like me meeting you as a friend. It's just that I come from a person, but you know.
Yeah.
But then I think in general, I would what you call, I'd rather not be tied to family.
You'd rather not be tied to family.
Mm.
But
it's unnecessary. Jesus didn't have family. Like, seriously.
Now, obviously, with Christ, you know, Christ, when we look at the purpose, when he came on earth, there was a specific purpose. There was a reason why he came on earth.
And
even though he was Christ, he still had a lineage that he was connected to.
Mm.
Son of David. That's family.
Okay, I don't know none about that thing, bro.
So you see, there was still a lineage that he was connected to. Mm. Which basically that it's part of your family.
It's not biological. Know? It's like you and your mother and your brothers. You guys are tied by blood. But what I'm saying is, you shouldn't let that keep you in one space forever. Like, you know, like, you don't owe these people anything, Joe.
Yeah.
You don't need to work hard for your family. You can work hard for yourself. And then if you help them, you help them. But you don't have to do that forever.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah, and it's not like some malicious point of view. It's just some thought I've had. And I think we should all go with it.
Nah, but that's dangerous. Because from my point of view, I think that's dangerous.
Mm.
And yeah, one thing that I do realize and I do acknowledge is basically what you said.
Mm.
There's people who, that's their reasoning process, you know.
Mm.
That's how they live life. And for me, like, from my point of view, I see that as dangerous, because when you look at life itself, you know, you're not meant to come and be a one-man army, you know.
You're born alone, you die alone.
But that's not how you're supposed to live.
Yeah, you're not, it's supposed like to having live compadres, that's what they call it, right? It's like having, what you call it?
Yeah.
What's the word?
The Weeknd
had a song about it. What's the word, man? Acquaintance, you know, yeah. So, if you like, we can just be acquainted to some extent, but we don't necessarily have to be bound. But we're actually drifting off from the topic. It's fine.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it another day.
Yeah, no, we will dive into that. Yeah, that's a topic for another another show. Yeah. But yeah, before we even carry on, let's dive into a song by Dr. Maruti.
Yeah.
And the title of the song is Here With Me. And this is a Nama Piano mix.
the line, no, no. They put a mark on my life, yeah. They say I wouldn't catch a vibe. They say I wouldn't make it at all. Now you bless me. They want to use a calculator. They want to find out how I made it. They can't believe it, now I'm better, yeah. Now you bless me. They want to use a calculator. They want to find out how I made it. They can't believe it, now I'm better. If you're here with me, Baba, who can be against me? Who can be against me? If you're here with me, Baba, who can be against me? Who can be against me? Yeah. Now and forever, your love covers me. Your love covers me. Your love covers me.
Stay updated and entertained with Active FM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us, like the posts, comment, share them out, retweet and repost. Spread the word, Active FM.
Radio has never been better.
Uh-huh, that was Dr. Muruti. I'm a piano mix titled Here With Me. Yeah, so let's dive into this. Now, from my side, you can jump in, you know, add stuff if you want to add in, you know, and all those things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I looked at the whole, you know, this whole situation of wealth, you know, people being born, you know, working hard for wealth. And I know one of the days I was speaking to a group of young guys and I used the example of Chris Rock. When you look at Chris Rock's life, Basically, what he says is everything that he has, he did it for his family. And he hustles, he works hard for his family. So everything that he's doing, it's for his family. He's building an empire for his family. And then when you look at the family side, they're complaining. The wife says, yes, she basically appreciates everything that they have, you know. She appreciates the fact that he works hard. She even calls him a hustler. But now she's complaining about the fact that he doesn't spend time with them. He's hardly at home.
And but that's because most of the time, his work requires him to be on the road. Like, he's a stand-up comedian. He needs to perform on stages.
So 7 days, you're telling me within 7 days you can never put time aside for your family?
I'm sure maybe that does, like, it's either you read it like out of context or maybe
she was being interviewed.
Because then probably interviewed. That 7 days could be whereby he's having like a comedy special tour. So now if I know that I'm gonna have to go, it's like when an artist drops an album, sure. So let's say Kendrick drops an album. He knows after this album I'm gonna have to tour all these, maybe from June up all the way till December, yeah. And I'm gonna maybe state to state, because then there's like 50 states in America, and then maybe eventually he's gonna have to go international. Maybe after he tours, let's say 16 states in the US, yeah. And then he takes a break before he goes thing like to Europe and whatnot. Though that's when he gets back to his family. After the tours are done, maybe like once the whole album hype has died down,
yeah,
things are back to normal for that short period of time. But then you also have to be within your thing, creative space, unless you have like what you call features that you need to feature. But it's like I get you.
But for me, that also, when I looked at the whole situation and looking at the whole interview, they were complaining from the point of view of he's always outside the house, and there's times where he doesn't even obviously come back home. Yeah, like you mentioned, he's busy doing stand up comedy events and stuff. Tours,
Say you were like Chris Rock's kid, and Chris Rock, as your father, he's never there with you, but you're living comfortably. And then you have a broke father who, or maybe like just a normal dad, he's working, making ends meet, like, you know, he's there every day, but you guys are struggling. Because now you don't want to be looking at your father like, hey man, this guy's working hard and it's not showing up. You know, you can't see the efforts of his labor, you know. But then you have a guy like Chris Rock, who of which I'm not saying that money should take away from him being a present father and whatnot. But then I think you should understand that all these things that you have, they need to be paid for. You understand? So him working is making sure that we continue have keeping the lights on, yeah. Be able to eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
And all that type of nonsense.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. But now, being in his situation, is he in a position where he can miss a show and then they go broke?
Not necessarily.
You see?
Depends. So, we don't know if he's in debt or not. We don't know how his financial situation stands, though.
Okay. No, knowing Chris Rock, you know, like looking at... Okay,
numbers, you know that nigga like that.
Now, knowing him obviously from what the media shows us. Now, I do get what you're saying. Yeah, we don't know if he's in debt and all the stuff. Obviously, if he's in debt, yeah, then that's another situation right exactly. there. Hence so why we understand and all those things.
Yeah.
But as human beings, you know, we're not created... The way we were created, you know, we're relationship type of beings, you know. We need to spend time with each other, you know, family and all those stuff.
Thank God for technology. Can video call these people, man.
But it's not the same as you having the person there. Hence why you have rich people who have kids that are on drugs, kids that are... family function happens. They don't even want to come. Why? Because all of these past years when I was growing up, where were you? End up in situations like that where the kid has resentments towards you. Why? Because the kid spent most of his childhood growing up and the father was always working. Yes, cool. But I wanted to be there with you, you know, spend time with you. I wanted to learn from you. I wanted you to groom me, but you are not there. And yet some other gangster decided to do that. Hence why I became a rich kid, spoiled, but on drugs, either criminal, you know, stuff like that. Mm. Why? Because some other mafia decided to accept me as family and groom me.
No, that's also a possibility as well.
Hence why it's like...
But I mean, I'm sure Manetta was like, it's not as bad as you make it sound, but I'm sure the guy shows up for his kids, bro.
Yeah, no. I was just using that as an example, because when they were interviewing the wife, she was the one that complained, saying that he's always out. Sometimes he doesn't even come back home, doesn't bath, you know. Sometimes he skips days where he stays at a hotel. Those were her words, not my words.
Nah, is this person those like, are married to this person?
Yeah, as in the wife that he has that has kids.
The wife that he has, there's a wife that doesn't have kids as well.
By the way, is that yeah.
But I think it's argumentative, man. Like, we can just disagree to agree, I guess.
But I do get what you said also from your side. Mm. But yeah, Anna, you know, just share two verses, looking at everything, you know, creation as a whole and all.
We done already. Nah, man. I know when the Bible verses come out, like, hey, man, start rolling the credits.
Oh. Yeah, no, you can share. You can, you know, you can also put in, you know,
nah, I don't know, no
more
verses,
stuff and
bro.
All the stuff. But know. Yeah, so yeah, looking at, like I said, looking at his life, you know, working hard and all the stuff. I remember once speaking to a couple of people, you know, looking at everything that exists, you know, creation as a whole, you know, your gold, your wealth, fame, you know, everything that we basically have, you know, human beings included. And I remember reading to them a verse, you know, that basically says everything in the whole universe, the heavens and everything on earth belongs to God, because he's the one that created.
Oh, yeah, now I just remember, before we get into that, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah,
I remember this I don't know the scripture off top, but like,
yeah,
it's the one Ecclesiastics or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like talking about how everything is meaningless.
Oh, everything under the sun is meaningless. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that thing. But
yeah. No, that was Solomon. And yeah, you know, according to the Bible, he's the richest guy that ever lived. The guy had freaking concubines, as in he had wives. And then he had slave girls that he could sleep with, but he wasn't sleeping with. So yeah, that he was in some other other interesting level. But yeah, he was considered as one of the richest people. I mean, he had all the wealth that he could have during his time.
So he should have been top one on this Forbes list of yours.
Yeah, basically, according to the word, you know, he's the richest person that has ever lived and will ever live. So number one is him, and then you can go to your Elon Musk and the rest. So that's literally the position that he's in.
Okay.
And yeah, like he said, everything under the sun is meaningless. He also said that everything under the sun is not new. So as time goes on, yes, a trend might come. But if you go back to time, you'll find that trend was actually back then. It existed, you know, whatever that you find, you know, whatever that you think is new. If you had to go back to time, you'll actually find it existed back then. And then it died out. Something else came. And then a new trend came, which was revived from an old trend and all the stuff, which actually makes sense when you look at some of the things. But yeah, you know, Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 14 also says the same thing. It says, to the Lord your God belongs the heavens, the highest heavens, the earth and everything in it. So basically the whole of creation belongs to God. And I remember after reading this, I sat down and I actually thought, most of the times, you know, we run after taking the area of fame, you know, money and all those stuff. Most of the time we run after those things without realizing, man, these things actually belong to God. So instead of me running after these things, let me, you know, run to the person who created it. It's like if I, for example, you know, I had a nephew that has a birthday, and then I buy a birthday present and I give it to them. If they in a position where they appreciate the gift and they reject the giver, the giver obviously, if you know better and you know the person is a child and all the stuff, you're more mature to understand the whole situation. But if you are in a position where you, let me say, obsessed with self And it's that thing of you want everyone to appreciate what you do. If you're in that position where you don't even care whether it's a child or you know, an adult, and you give them a gift and they appreciate the gift but they don't appreciate you giving them, you'd be in a position where the next time an event or something happens with them, you won't want to give them another gift because, you know, this person's not going to appreciate. It's not even going to, you know, thank me. Like a simple word is thank you for giving me the gift. Yeah. They're not even going to do that. Why? Because they're worshipping the gift instead of, you know, appreciating the giver, which is the same thing that, yeah, when I was sitting down and I was thinking, most of the times we run after the gifts that the giver, you know, gives. If we actually went and, you know, spent time with the giver, you know, and actually appreciate the giver, then the rest of the gifts will automatically come, you know, like you'll actually be in a position where, because you appreciate him and you have a relationship with him, he'll give you, you know, the gift. So that's literally what I was thinking. And I was like, sure. Most of the times we run after fame and all those stuff at the cost of family, you know, sometimes family complains and all those things. Yet you, all you can do is just, you know, go to the giver, spend time with him, and then you'll even have time to spend with family. Because when you look at God, the way he structured everything, a family is not supposed to be divided, because that's not within, you know, his character. Yeah, it's supposed to be united.
Like something, just to be sinister for the sake of it, you know.
Yeah.
you know, it's funny, like, when I'm just thinking about it now, it's like,
yeah,
in a sense, we could also say God wanted to be famous.
God wanted to be famous.
Yeah, like, cynical. It's a cynical thing to say, I know. Yeah. But think about it, like, he was all the way in heaven. He's like, yo, let me make this guy, his son, brought him down to earth to spread the word, you know. Got people talking about him, that people are still talking about him till today. And then you have like people like yourself who actually, you know, like, I'd say advertise, you know, always marketing the word of God for you, man.
No, I hear, just you said.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, but you know what's crazy? There's people who actually think like that.
Think what?
Know, the way you, everything that you just said, you know.
That God wants to be famous.
Yeah. It's crazy. I know. Also, me, I didn't used to believe, you know, that someone can actually sit down and think.
But then the Bible says God is jealous, so and he actually wants to be the only person.
But known as looking God. looking at everything, they like, I sat down, looked at the Bible, like, you know, while speaking to different people about Jesus, then you start hearing, hey, this person, hey, this person is not making a joke. This person is actually serious, you know. You get people who make a joke, and then, yeah, you knowing them, you look at their lifestyle, like, ah, this one has a joke, you know. But you also get people.
So you looked at me and you're like, ah, this guy.
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying, you know, in the past, there's people that I've spoken to. I mean, I've even had a situation where I spoke to someone, and that person told me that they believe that Jesus was a demon, you know. So
that's how the guy said Jesus was a politician.
Yeah, like that's exactly what I'm saying. There's people who believe some other weird things that I'm like, hey,
I like those type of people. They're funny, man. And they like,
hey,
I'm like, how do you even get to that?
Those questions that you're asking, it's the same questions that I was also asking when this person told me that they believe Jesus is a demon, they believe God exists. I'm like, some crazy things happening in the brain and all this stuff. But yeah, just on that wealth situation, this is basically my ending. Like I said, you know, if you appreciate the giver, the gifts are there. You know,
so you don't mind dying broke?
And look, if you focused on...
Yes or
okay,
no?
For me.
Let's start with it.
Now I won't die broke. You know why? Because the Bible that I read doesn't say I'm going to die broke.
It says Nash is going to have money.
No, it says if I am faithful with his word and I believe what... He has written in his word, and I'm faithful to execute what he wants me to execute.
Okay, apart from all of that, do you mind?
Do I mind dying broke?
You don't mind.
I don't mind dying broke because I know after I die, I'm gonna be rich. I'm gonna become wealthier than the richest person who's here on earth. Because what I'm gonna get in heaven is more valuable than what is here on earth. I mean, everything that's on earth belongs to God. I mean, when you're in heaven, you're going to be walking on the gold that the guys that are rich, they're running
after.
What's
the point of being rich in heaven? Like, what if you're going to be walking on gold? What's going to determine that? What's going to be the fact?
You know,
like,
what's going to be awesome is the fact that you're going to be in the Lord's presence. Now you'll be able to be, like, God's throne is going to be with us. It's no longer going to be a situation of, you know.
But I'm saying, like, the rich part, where does it come
from? The rich, what are you rich so in? With your rewards, and it goes back to the souls that you want here on earth, you know. So how many people did you get to heaven with? You know, did you go there alone, or, you know, did you go there with other people?
Okay, this guy, he got two people in, so he's not going to get closer to you. I'm joking.
Okay. Yeah, no, look. Yeah, even me, there's some crazy, interesting questions that I have, you know, similar to that also, where you sit down and think, so how is the shack going to look there in heaven, you know, if I mean...
The shack?
Like, am I going to have a shack because I had two people that went with me, you know, to heaven, or...
Yeah. The shack also made out of gold.
Those are questions that I also have, but I'll only get the answer, you know.
We should have like a show where we're just questioning everything that's in the Bible, like, the questions that we have, you know, about... And everything else, like, even if it's the Quran, it's the Torah.
Hey, that's how it's another. Yeah, you're right. That's a show for that's a topic for another show. Yeah. I'm going to say that's a show for another topic. Hey. So, that is it from my side, I don't know if you have anything else to add.
No. Everything that was said does not represent the views of Active FM or Nash. don't come at this guy.
Okay, so we're going to leave you with the last track by Skywalker, and the title of the track is Hosanna, and it's a remix. Enjoy.
Skywalker. Had me singing Hosanna, Hosanna, singing Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Had me singing Hosanna, Hosanna.
No, there's not no fable, I can't doubt my Lord is able. Born right out of stable, eating at the royal table. Scripture sweet like maple, don't hang with fools, this ain't April. Man, this world unstable, is this what you trusting in? Without Christ, how you gon' win? How is you gon' win? When I came to Christ, I started battling my sin. See you in the end, hope you gon' ride to the end. Yeah, see you in the end, hope you gon' ride to the end. To die in Christ, that's gain. Man, it's worth the pain. I think it's insane to sell your soul for some fame. Meditating on his word, he be dropping all them jewels. Every time I listen, I feel like I'm back in school, yeah.
Had me singing Hosanna, Hosanna, singing Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Had me singing Hosanna, Hosanna.
Yeah, no, this not no fable, God the one who made you. Every knee gon' bow down, Jesus coming from the clouds, yeah. Jesus coming back, dog, the Lord is my shepherd. I will never lack, dog, lack, dog. Jesus died for your sins, and that's a fact, dog. Split our time right in half, I let you do the math. Before Christ, I was dead, all in my trespass. If I sin, Holy Spirit gonna address that. Gotta repent, treasure my mind, gotta be sent. Preaching my lines, reading the word, yeah, it's divine. End of the age, yeah, it's the time, yeah. 2 Timothy chapter 3, when I step outside, that's what I see.
Hosanna, Hosanna, singing Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Had me singing Hosanna, Hosanna.